I just want to say that my colleagues, I think, have crystallized in my mind a question that I really hadn't focused on until today. And it's a question I think we're all suggesting you all and all of us should be asking, not only of the White Mountain National Forest, but of Northern Pass and everybody else who's involved in making the decisions that affect this project. And that question is, if we don't allow private homes to be built in the National Forest, why would we ever allow a private power line to be built? And we need to keep asking that question. I think Jim Danis gave you the ammunition, as have others, to fight that. But I wanted to talk about another project that the Forest Society is involved in. How many people have seen this postcard? Great. I want to tell a quick story about this postcard. It's a picture from the top of the hill at a 970-acre farm in East Stewartstown owned by Rod and Donna McCollister, whose family have owned this farm for four generations. And there's the fifth generation that's their son Paul is planning to take the farm over from his father. This farm is in the direct pathway. If you were trying to connect the dots of all the lands that Northern Pass has already acquired up in Coos County for their new right-of-way that they need, this land breaks the connection of the dots. And there are four other parcels of land that also break the connection of the dots, which the Forest Society has entered into purchase and sales contracts with the landowners to purchase. And I would ask each of you here to take this message to others. I've got plenty of these cards if you want to mail them to friends. We need to raise $2.5 million by the 1st of November to buy these conservation easements. Now, you may ask, $2.5 million seems like a lot of money. These parcels of land, if you apply the methodologies of that for that the Northern Pass has used in paying 10, 20, 30 times the fair market value of properties that they've already bought, are worth almost $4 million. So the landowners themselves are taking a bite over the fair market value, okay? Forget about the premium value that Northern Pass would pay. We need to stand up with these landowners. These landowners can stop this boa constrictor from coming down here. And I would argue that if we're successful in raising this money and buying these easements, a lot of the questions that we've all been talking about that are 2 years down the road could potentially be stopped in their tracks. Now, I don't want to promise that doing this stops Northern Pass, but I guarantee you, and if anybody wants to come up afterwards, I'm happy to show you the map and talk more detail. I guarantee you that this will frustrate the dots that they are trying to connect, which is exactly why we're conducting this campaign. So thank you all for coming. Thanks to my colleagues for making the case so articulately. And if people have questions afterwards, I'm happy to talk more. Thank you.